Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful VBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. I thank you ever so much for tuning into my show this evening, and you know, I'm always happy that you're here. And guess what? Tonight, it's just me. Yay! Yes, you know, I always have guests. I'm always, you know, I know that you all love to hear about the various different guests and stuff, but I always get these emails that say, Allison, why don't you do readings? Why don't you talk about numerology? So I've been trying to set aside at least one radio show a month to kind of dedicate it to doing my own readings and certainly talking about numerology. So guess what? Tonight's the night. So, hey, you know, the lines are open, and if you want to call into the show and, you know, if you have a question about numerology, if you'd like to have me do a reading for you, you are more than welcome to call into the show. And guess what? I think somebody called in, so I'm going to take this caller. Hi, who's calling?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Heather.
Hi, Heather, how are you?
Oh, fine, how are you?
Good, what can I do for you?
Oh, I was just wondering about my numbers.
Okay, you want to give me your date of birth?
Okay, it's May 21,
1960. 1960, okay, so May 21st, 1960. All right, well, what I'll do is I'll take a quick look, and I'll tell you what I see. How's that sound?
Oh, great.
Okay. Now, when we're doing readings on the radio, we just kind of look at the date of birth. And with numerology, you've got a lot of other stuff to look at, but tonight we're just going to look at the date of birth. So you know what this is telling me? It's telling me that you're a sixth life path. But, you know, and this really places a tremendous amount of emphasis on your family. It's, you know, everything from duty, loyalty, faithfulness, being born into a big family, or having a lot of family responsibility kind of dumped on your shoulders.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all have the joys that come with family, and then we also have that other stuff that comes with family. So family is a big part of your life, and so is the home. It's like your home is your castle. Your home is important to you, and children and animals. I mean, you have a blessed life path. The six is considered to be quite blessed. It's almost like you have little angels, you know, surrounding you. And because you have a beautiful heart, it's saying that you truly are kind and nurturing, that you are a thoughtful person, a good friend, faithful, loyal, all these wonderful things, that you like to be of service to others, you like to do things to help other people, it makes you feel good inside, and so it's really saying a lot about you as far as being a beautiful soul. One of the major things that you're learning, though, my dear, is you can't always give everybody what they want and not take care of yourself, because you're learning to balance out the giving and receiving of love. And if you don't take care of you, you know, your life can become a burden and you may just want to run away from it all because it's just too much. Do you know what I'm saying?
True, absolutely.
Yeah. And all this family, all this responsibility on your shoulders, it's not easy for you. There's times where you do want to run away, okay, because your chart's telling me about that, okay? Now, you have a gift with communication, okay, so a gift with words, probably very social energy. Your birthday numbers tell me you're a little bit of a star, okay? You've got a gift with words. I don't know if you write or if you do anything expressing yourself with words, but it also could be very artistic because your first two numbers are very artistic. So you really need to find an outlet, something creative to do, painting, sculpting, theater, stage, writing, something, because you've got a lot of that going on, okay?
Oh, I was thinking of doing modeling for 50 and over.
Loves it. Loves it.
Really?
You've got star quality. Whenever we see like your 21 birthday, that's a 3. Whenever we see that, that's telling us star quality. And I got to tell you, honey, I'm going, honey, in the latter part of your life, which is after the age of 49, guess what number is hanging out in your chart? The 3. and that's star quality. So I really could see you on stage. I could really see you out in front of people, and trust me, people are going to adore you, and you do have that it factor. So by all means, and you probably look younger than 50. I'm betting my money on it, you know?
Oh,
you're going to look young all your life. You're going to look younger than you actually are, okay?
Oh, good.
Yeah, so don't worry about those creams and Botox and stuff. You're just going to do it naturally, okay? You've got a little bit of magic mojo there in your chart, okay? Now, the one thing I want to tell you, though, is I think that you're a very sensitive individual. I do think that you're very empathic. And so you may find that you read people really good, and you actually they can kind of influence you a little bit. And what I mean by that is when you're around happy people, you're happy. When they're around miserable people, you're miserable.
Yeah.
So you're a little bit empathic, and that actually is a psychic thing. You actually pick up other people's energy, yeah. So you want to work on, I don't know if you're into a lot of spiritual stuff, but I would really work with you on cleansing your auric fields and putting up a little protection around you, maybe a few grounding stones, so that you're not always picking up other people's junk. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
for love, did you see anything?
Oh, you're in a year for love right now. Hello?
Oh,
yeah. You've got love all around you. Now, I know you're divorced, right? You've been divorced?
Well, not 100%, but not happy in my marriage, no.
Okay. Okay, well, I see divorce as maybe part of your experience. I'm just saying, okay? I see love around you now, and certainly in the next year. It's not going away, but it's very strong around you, especially in the month of September. And you may meet someone, and I'm talking more of a soulmate. I'm talking somebody, you know, that's perfect for you. So
okay.
I'm not the least bit concerned about you and love, okay? And next year, romance is around you too. But sometimes some years are a little bit stronger, and that is the rest of this year, okay?
Oh.
And that's for a soulmate relationship, okay? But
okay.
What I want to tell you about your sensitivity is just remember your feelings can get hurt pretty easy.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes it's not because somebody set out to do that. Sometimes it's just because they said something stupid and they didn't mean to hurt you. So try not to be so sensitive. Let people off the hook and don't carry around a whole bunch of pain with you that you don't have to, okay? Because you're just super sensitive. That's what your chart's saying, okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Well, how do you feel about all that, Heather?
Very good. Do you see marriage again in the next 4 or 5 years or 3 years? Or
do I see marriage? Well, I see you being quite happy, okay? I see happy, happy, joy around you, okay? And really, if you want me to get into the nuts and bolts of your chart and actually predict a year for marriage, that's when we really kind of got to do a full reading. I got to look at your full name, and we don't do that on the radio show, okay?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay, but if ever you want me to do, like, a reading for you sometime off the radio, hey, email me, okay?
I will, and thank you so much, Allison, for taking my call.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, thank you.
Go be happy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay, super. All right. Now, getting back to where I was, wherever that was. Okay. Oh, yeah, I wanted to bring up a few events that I've got upcoming. On September 14th, which I think is, what night is that? It's a Tuesday night, I believe. I'll see how scattered Allison is. Yes, it is. It's a Tuesday night. 6:30 in Lancaster, I am going to be doing the Lancaster Women of Intention. So I'm going to be doing a seminar on the autobiography of your soul. So if you live in the southeastern Pennsylvania area and you're interested in attending, please check out the Visible Bag Number pages on BBS Radio, and you'll see a link to Vicky Fox Productions. And you can find all about that event there. And I got a few other things to mention, but I heard a caller, so I'm going to stop there and see who's calling. Hi, who's on the line?
This is Christina.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Well, I shouldn't say I'm trying to deal with the pains that have been occurring for some time now.
Okay, do you want to give me your date of birth, please?
It's 5/16/69.
1969, did you say, dear?
Yes. I'll fix night.
Okay. Let me take a look at your numbers while we talk, okay? All right.
Okay.
So are you in, do you have a physical illness? Or is it emotional
pain? A what?
You're talking about pain. Is it a physical pain or is this an emotional thing?
Well, it's just change. It's been a lot of change, not pain. See, it's, I just had a lot of change in the last, I would say the last year, but more so this last 6 months.
Okay. All right. Well, let me tell you where you're at right now, okay? You're in a sixth year, and this can bring on, with your relationships, this can create a situation where if you're in a really great relationship, it's a good thing. But if you're in a relationship that needs to be tested or needs to be fixed, sometimes a year like this can force, you working on your relationship. Sometimes it can even break a relationship. Also in a sixth year, what'd you say?
I said, yeah, that happened.
Okay. So the 6 year can do that to you, okay? Now, how old exactly are you right now?
I'm 41.
Okay. Well, you're in a pinnacle right now. It began at the age of 36, and you remain in it until the age of 44, okay? And
okay.
You're in a five pinnacle. And in numerology, what that's telling you is, guess what, sweetheart? You're on a roller coaster ride, okay? And change will be constant for you. And you've kind of got to change your perception about what's going on in your life. And you've got to look and realize that the universe, God, or whatever you want to call it, is offering you an opportunity to experience many different things and try new things. And so really, during this time of your life, don't be fearful of change. Embrace it. Realize that this is giving you opportunities to grow in leaps and bounds by your experiences. And I really feel that you're not going to settle down as far as things until probably after the age of 45. So in a five pinnacle, it can create change in relationships, jobs, where you live, how you think. It's a time of great expansion for you mentally. There's a lot of growth, but it's almost like a birthing process. It's like, oh, I went through this, and I went through that, and I went through this. But it's all part of helping you to grow. I do see that after the age of 45, what I'm seeing is really some really positive things for your finances, some very positive things for your career. I see where things are going to settle down. I see you working hard, things much more stable. It's just this five energy that you're in at this time will create a little bit of chaos. So kind of think of yourself as being a little bit of a gypsy, a little bit of a bohemian. Embrace change. And know that even if you're in the middle of something, if you just wait around long enough, even that's going to change because nothing stays constant in a five pinnacle, and that's where you're at. Now, you are in the sixth year, so in a way, this is kind of a little bit more stable than, let's say, last year. I'm sure last year for you was very chaotic. This year does try to stabilize things, but it does place emphasis on your relationships. And as you move into next year, okay, like in January, and even you'll start to feel this in October, I think that you're going to be doing a little bit of spiritual growth, meaning maybe you want to take a little bit time off. Maybe you want to think through all the events and what you've learned. Maybe you want to work on some soul growth. And that's really where I see you headed for 2011. And maybe even on many levels, you kind of like being awakened or enlightened or being even stronger with that spiritual energy in 2011. So you do have something to look forward to next year, okay? But like I say, I see for you, you're on a roller coaster ride right now, sweetheart, so you just kind of got to go with the flow. Don't be afraid of it, okay? Just kind of go with the flow and don't try to control it because it's kind of like you're on this horse that's a runaway horse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is that meaning also with my relationship? Like I won't get married again or anything until after 45?
Well, quite frankly, in a five pinnacle, like this year, you may meet someone. More than likely, you could meet someone who is more ready to be committed, or somebody who is more ready to settle down. We never take the relationships off the table. They can happen pretty much, you know, a lot of the time. But is it permanent? Is it going to last? That's the question. Sometimes it doesn't last forever, and that's what I'm trying to say there, okay? Not really good chances you can have some hot and heavy affairs. You can have some, and sometimes even a hot affair serves a purpose. You know, maybe it brings you alive. It makes you feel beautiful and desirable. Or maybe it teaches you about wanting to fall in love again. You know, sometimes even an affair can be a very positive thing. So just kind of go with the flow and know that whatever happens, it's happening for a reason. Everything's under control, even though your life feels a little chaotic. And just embrace whatever comes along. I do see your life settling down, but I would expect it to settle down in a much stronger way after the age of 45.
That's a little wild then.
Well, have fun. I mean, have fun with it. You have wonderful opportunities during this five energy. Let me tell you. You know, sometimes people get stuck in a job and they're stuck there forever. You don't have to be stuck. If you don't like your job or what you're doing, if you send out resumes, you would probably have a greater chance of getting a job than anyone else because of the five energy that you're around. Also, you know, let's say you want to go back to school. I mean, this energy will allow you to grow, learn things. This energy also, you know, traveling, adventurous things. This energy is good for marketing, sales, networking. If you wanted to write a book or do anything with publishing or anything with words, this energy is very good for it. So this energy, and also you can take a chance. This is a time in your life where you can take a risk and take a chance because the five is a number of the gambler. So take a chance. You know, you might find that it'll pay off in a really big way. So there's a lot of really positive energy here besides the fact that it's a little crazy, okay? So just kind of embrace it. Embrace it. It's all you can do is embrace it, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that insight. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Okay. Getting back, I wanted to just really quick go over a few other events, okay? I'm going to be doing a show with Jess Steinman. The name of her show is In Touch with Spirit Radio, and that's going to be this Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And I guess I'm going to be doing readings, and we're going to be talking about numerology. This one's a little scary. I was invited to appear on Darkness Radio. Okay, the reason why I'm laughing is when I was speaking to the show host, you know, it was almost like they were going to give me dates of birth, and then I was going to do readings, but I wouldn't know who the readings were for, and some of those readings were for the host of the radio show, and I guess in a way it's kind of like proving that numerology actually is accurate, and I'm up for the challenge. I'm up for that challenge. I'm not the least bit concerned, and so I just said, yeah, sign me up. Sounds like fun. So I know, I think I'm going to get tested a little bit on Darkness Radio, and that radio show's on Tuesday, September 7th, and I think it's going to be airing at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, hey, that might be an interesting one to listen to. Also, in October, I'm going to be doing the second annual Lightworkers Joy Retreat, and this is really going to be a wonderful event for Lightworkers. They asked me to come and do a numerology workshop and do some readings, and I'm really excited about that. And I've also been invited back to the Lodge at Woodlock in December and February. So I tell you what, and I've got some other things on the agenda, maybe some big announcements that I might be announcing soon. Who knows? But I tell you one thing, my life is heating up. I'm totally digging my 1 year. I'm having a blast. So that's what's upcoming. I also want to remind you all to visit my website, visiblebynumbers.com, and sign up for that monthly newsletter. It keeps you informed about my upcoming guests on Visible by Numbers, but it also contains some interesting information about numerology, and also I send out the personal monthly numerology forecast. And you know what? It's a great price because, hello, it's free. So why not sign up for it on visiblebynumbers.com? And I got to tell you that I sent out my September newsletter this morning, and it was very interesting. I started getting these emails, and this is from people that were reading their forecasts, and you know, I had this one girl that I just did her reading last week. We did an update. And at the time I was doing her reading, I saw all this seven energy around her. And, of course, the seven kind of tells you to slow down. It says slow down. It says take a break, take a rest. And sometimes with that kind of energy around you, it can actually cause events in your life to slow you down. And so I was asking her about her health. And she assured me that it was good, and I was happy to hear that. And we went on with the reading. And I told her, I said, well, in September, you've got a configuration of three different sevens. You've got a seven essence, a 7 year, and a seven personal month. So just remember what I said about slowing down, you know, resting, taking a little back seat to your career and your life. Well, she sends me an email, and she says, oh, my God, Allison. And what happened is she was working on a boat, organizing it. And in the process of stepping off the boat, she tripped or fell, and she hit her head and landed in the water. And for God's sake, she almost drowned. But consequently, she kind of broke a rib. And because of breaking the rib, of course, she's out of work. And she's on her back, and she certainly is going to be resting for the month of September. And, of course, she was writing me saying, I can't believe that numerology is that accurate. But, and it's not like that happens all the time, so I don't want to scare the crap out of all of you. But sometimes when the seven energy is around, it's going to slow you down. It's going to make you rest. It's going to take you out of the game, and pretty much that's what happened to her. All right, so I know that I heard a beep, so I'm going to check in with my caller. Who's calling?
Is that me, Allison?
Well, that's you, Glenda. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I had to move in away from the computer, and I'm sitting in the chair that I do your meditation CD with. I just called. You've been so accurate on everything that I just wanted a quick look at September.
Okay. Now, you are 56 right now, right, Glenda? Sorry, I didn't mean to tell your age
yes.
in front of everybody. Okay.
That's fine. I don't mind. I'm not ashamed of it.
Okay, me neither. I'm 56, too, so I'm loving it. Did you get a new opportunity yet this year, something brand new?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you already got that, so that's good. All right. And you want to know what's going to happen in September? Okay?
Yes, everything's
all right.
Going pretty good. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel in September, you're in a 9 year. September's going to be a 9 personal month. So, you know, Glenda, you might suddenly just have this urge to go through your house and clean out the whole house of any junk or any garbage. And I would really suggest feng shui in your house and clearing the space and letting good flow of energy through for anybody, anywhere, anytime. But when you get around the 9 energy, sometimes you just do it naturally. You need to clear some space because you've got a major new opportunity coming for you next year. And so you're going to begin a 1 year in January. And so clear out your house, get rid of your clothes you're not wearing, whatever. Make room for the new opportunity. Well, make room because, yeah, well, that's the 9 year. That's what it'll do to you. I really feel that what do you need to let go of, Glenda? What is it that you need to let go of? So maybe meditate on that. Things that are no longer serving your greatest and highest good. Something that, you know, maybe it's old way of thinking, old opinions, cause like
okay.
I say, the old clothes. But let go of anything in your life that you don't need. Now, if somebody's trying to leave you or something's trying to move out of your life and it comes to a head in September, just let it go because it's not meant to move forward with you.
I think it's the other way around. I'm moving away from it.
What are you moving away
from? I'm letting go.
What are you letting?
And
do you want to talk about it? What are you letting go of?
Sure, a man, an ex. I'm trying to get. I feel like I'm trapped,
uh-huh.
even though we're not intimate.
Sure.
I need to clear his energies out of my space.
Once yeah.
He, you know, cut the apron string. I need to cut. He is like my best friend now. He's my ex-husband, but I need that. It's got to be cut and dried. It's got to be, he's trapping me too much. Right. And right now I'm trying to help him go through a hard time because he helped me go through my hard time, you know.
Sure. Well, dear heart, if you feel the need and the desire to let go of this relationship because it really maybe is dragging you down or taking your energy with it, and whatever the case may be,
yes,
it is time to let go. And it doesn't mean that you still can't care about that person. It doesn't mean that you don't bless them. It doesn't mean that you don't send them on their merry way with your blessings, but sometimes you just got to cut the cord. And this is why you're feeling so strongly about that, because you're in a 9-year.
Yes, and I do love him dearly and respect him as a human being and a person.
Sure.
I do love him as a person. I just,
sure.
He's got to be out of my life so I can do, I want to move forward, okay?
And I do.
So you hit that spot on. You hit it spot on.
Right, and I do see you being much more independent next year, standing on your own 2 feet. I also see you thinking about yourself for a change, because I think you're a real giver. I think that you give and give and give until there's nothing left. And I think starting next year, you really are going to start saying, well, what do I need? It's about me, finally. And I really hope that you tap into that energy and start making yourself a priority. And sometimes that means, you know, saying no to people. Sometimes that means putting your needs first. And I really feel it is, you know, and it's not a bad thing to have to be a little bit self-serving, okay? You got to love yourself first before you're any good for anyone else. And this energy is coming for you, Glenda, and you're going to start feeling that even as soon as October. So, you know, it's sometimes the universe gives us a kick in our hiney and says, hello, what about you? You've been doing this for other people all these years. What about your dreams, your aspirations, what you've always wanted in life? When are you going to start giving that same love to you? And hopefully, that, you know, starting in October and moving forward into next year, you're going to get a little bit more selfish, but in a good way.
Okay, we're going to save the rest, because I'm going to come and get a full chart reading from you. Your last 2 years reading was spot on, perfect, and everything came true, even things that hurt me that I had to let go, like my doggie.
Sure,
but,
honey, I know.
I want the full chart when I come see you in person.
Well,
I love you, Allison.
I love you too, Glenda. And you know, I have to say, I do want to say this straight up on the radio. Glenda, you know, I have had the privilege and honor of being your Facebook friend and watching you for years now. And I have to say that there are people that are generous in spirit and that really think of other people. You promote everybody. I mean, I think the spirituality is very much eating and breathing. It's who you are. But you also recognize people, and you try to promote them and help others, and you're always trying to help people. And I honor you for that, Glenda. I think you're a wonderful person, and I just wanted to say that publicly to you.
Well, I want to thank you, because you know what you've done for me. And I,
well,
again, I love you, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Glennani. I probably just embarrassed her, but she's a sweetheart. She truly is a sweetheart. Okay. yeah, that's kind of funny. She'll probably kill me for that. All right, so I was talking about my newsletters, and I also got another letter from somebody else that it was really funny because she was so excited that what I had said in her monthly forecast was so spot on. So one of the major reasons why you want to sign up for the newsletter is it's the free monthly forecast. And, you know, I got to tell you that 10 years ago when I first started sending out my newsletter, I just did it because I cared about my clients. I had done readings for them, and I wanted to continue to offer them guidance. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if I could just send out monthly forecasts to my clients, and that'll give them a heads up every month of what to do with the energy. So I started it, you know, just for that very reason. And my newsletter list is huge now, and I you know, it's huge. And I send this out every single month, and it's wonderful, because if I don't send it out, people nag me, and they say, where's the newsletter? So I just think that it's a public service sort of a thing. So, you know, by all means, go to visiblebynumbers.com and sign up for that newsletter. Okay, I know. I hear someone beeping. Who's calling, please?
Oh, it's William.
William?
Yes.
Hi, William. How are you?
It's fine, Allison. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Do you want to give me your date of birth, or do you have a question?
People nag me.
Well, I'll give you my date of birth, and you'll see what you see.
Okay.
For the numbers. The date of birth is January 22nd, 1966.
1966. What a powerhouse. Wow. Okay. Well, to my best. Okay. Now, one of the things that I guess I really want to share with you is be aware of the fact that you've got some serious power energy in your chart. Serious power energy. And what I mean by that is that the 22 is very prominent in your chart. It's not only in the day that you were born, but it also comes in your cycles as well. And the 22 is one of three master numbers in numerology. It is the most powerful master number. And it's the master organizer, the master planner, the master builder. It's a visionary. It's leadership. It's about bringing a dream, and creating it on this planet, okay? And so you have something, it's almost like having a little bit of magic written into your chart that says that there may be something that you want to do to help humanity, like a gift to humanity, and that you have this magic that's written into your chart that you actually can create it. And you just cannot be overwhelmed by your ambition, meaning sometimes we think that we're too small for our ambition, or that we can't possibly achieve our dreams because they're so huge. But what I want to tell you is you absolutely can, because you've got these numbers sitting in your chart that say you can. And you just have to believe in yourself and work hard at something, and you can bring forth your dream to this planet. It is international and large scale, and it definitely is something that serves humanity. Your life path number is telling me that you come in as the humanitarian, that you come in so many ways to make a difference on this planet, to make a contribution. You're a very old soul, my dear, and your chart is also saying that in this lifetime, this may be a lifetime of finishing up a certain phase of the evolution of your soul, so that maybe you won't be coming back next time. And you're finishing up a lot of past life stuff, so you might be pretty interested in past lives, because that's also very prominent in your chart. So a lot of the people that are coming in and out of your life are actually probably people from your past lives. And you're working through things with them. And it's like I always say to people, we don't wear name tags that say, "Hi, William, I'm Allison, and I stole some bread from you in the 16th century, and so I'm here to pay you back." We don't wear name tags. But you've got people coming in and out of your life that maybe they promised that they would help you, or maybe you promised you would help them, or maybe you're working out a love relationship, or whatever the case, maybe you owe them something, they owe you something. But past life, very strong for you. You are a spiritual teacher. And when we think of that, we think about being in front of an audience of people, but you can teach one person at a time. And so sometimes the student comes to you, and it's just one person, but by knowing you, you change them. You teach them something, and when it's time for them, when they've learned everything they can from you, it's time for them to go. So sometimes, especially someone with your life path, number 9, people can come in and out of your life like a revolving door. Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you just got to bless them and send them on their merry way because you've done what you came to do with them. I don't know if early in your childhood there may have been something that may have happened as far as you being the victim of something, or maybe had some difficult circumstances in your childhood. Sometimes this can be associated with a father, but, you know, your compassion for your fellow man was born in your youth, and it was from being there and in that moment that you realized that you were going to reach out and help others the rest of your life. That's why you're so compassionate. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
The other thing that I want to share with you, dear, is that you have an immense amount of talent, either with writing or public speaking, or it could be artistically, it could even be music, okay? You have an immense amount of talent, although somewhere, somehow, you started inhibiting yourself or you inhibited this talent. So I just want to tell you, you've got a lot of star quality, And just believe in yourself. And so whether it's expressing yourself with words, speaking or writing, or something artistically, get in touch with your inner child. Just let it flow from your heart, because I do feel that your inner child was suppressed when you were younger. And that is what controls our creativity, and you kind of want to start letting that out. Because you really could be an inspirational speaker, or maybe write an inspirational book, or something along those lines. Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
Okay. You're in a five pinnacle for the rest of your life, so, you know, media, workshops, anything with communication, sales, marketing, networking, anything that brings change, definitely you're working with that energy, so take a chance, take a risk, and then try to just be flexible and adaptable, because life could throw you a lot of curveballs. But I think that also you're learning by experience in these latter years. This year for you, I think, is placing a lot of emphasis on money. Whether it's a good year for money, or maybe it could be a lot of expenses, placing a lot of emphasis on career. But you should at least have gotten some recognition, pats on the back, people saying that you did a good job. Next year, I think you're going to be letting go of things and getting ready to move forward into something brand new and exciting in 2012. So next year is going to be a year of process of you deciding what you want to keep in your life and what you want to let go of. And that's pretty much what's on tap for 2011. Do you have any specific questions at all? Or did all that make sense to you? Did that make sense to you, dear?
It makes lots of sense. It's been a while since you've done a reading for me, but I just want to get a quick checkup and find out what was going on, because I've had a number of changes happen since I hit my eighth year of my nine-year cycle. So just wanted to check in.
Okay, well, good. Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. And you take care, all right? And remember what's sitting in your chart, okay?
Okay, thank you, Allison.
All righty, bye-bye. Oh, my goodness, I almost just hung up the phone. That is funny. Okay. Okay, the reason why I'm laughing at myself, okay, I almost hung up the phone, like I'm done talking to him, and that would have just totally disconnected me from the radio show. So much for airheaded Allison. That's just, okay, sometimes I amuse myself. That was funny. All right. I'm glad I amused myself. Okay. Oh, another thing. I do want to bring up the upcoming guests on Visible by Numbers, the ones that we got coming up on the next couple of shows, and I did want to bring that up. Next week we have medium Mark Anthony, and he was on our show back, I don't know, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, and everybody just loved him. He did some really brilliant readings on the radio. And so he's coming back on September 6th, so don't miss that show. Write it down. On September 13th, we have Shelley Duffy, and she's a wonderful psychic medium. She is recommended by James Von Prague himself, so you know that's always the good housekeeping seal of approval for psychic mediums. And I really, we've never had Shelley on the show before, but I've spoken to her. And I'm really looking forward to having her on, talking about her work. And she also has graciously offered to do readings for our listening audience. I'm excited about that. On September 20th, I have John Davis on the show, and he is a phenomenal healer. And he's also a spiritual teacher and a public speaker. And, you know, what's interesting about him is 19 different psychics told John that in a past life he was John the Apostle. And he actually had a past life regression, and he connected to Jesus. And it was the first time that he realized that all these psychics and mediums, what they were telling him, he finally realized, oh, my gosh, it's true. And I myself had an opportunity to have a healing session with John Davis, and he is phenomenal. And he actually can do healings over the phone on the radio. So that is one to make sure you tune into, or if you know anybody that would, you know, could use a good healing by a really wonderful person. September 20th, my special guest is John Davis. And on September 27th, I have Karen Holloway on, and she is an angel communicator, and she'll be doing some angel readings. And you can check out all of my guests on the front page of BBS Radio. Just go to the scroll down bar, find Visible by Numbers, and you'll see them all listed there. You can go to their websites and check them out. All right, I hear another caller, so I'm going to take my next caller. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Trish. And
hi, Trish.
My birthday is 9-18-60.
Okay, give me a minute. 9-18-1960, right?
Correct.
Okay. Alrighty, let's see what's up for you. Do you want me to just do a general reading?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that for you. All right. One thing about you, my dear, is you're a seven life path, so, you know, I guess, and you're an old soul. My gosh, you're such an old soul. And that seven energy is just slamming you most of your life, meaning sometimes with the seven energy, sometimes it's just in our energetic field, and then sometimes the energy actually comes in places that creates our experiences. So for you, the seven energy is a very, very, very strong energy. Now, seven is unlike the others. It's kind of like the square peg being shoved in that round hole. Everybody else may be concerned with the physical world, but the seven is a more ethereal being. It's almost like you're born knowing or born almost aware that you're a soul having a physical experience. And you have a great deal of psychic ability, but you also have a great deal of ability to connect to your own soul, to seek your own counsel. You also can understand spiritual philosophy. In fact, are probably very strongly drawn to it. You probably get prophetic dreams or visions or anything psychic because it's very strong in that energy. And in all honesty, you're kind of like a little wise old sage yourself. Do you understand? You brought this wisdom in with you. And you may know things without knowing why you know them. It's just strangely, you know, maybe even medical knowledge, you never studied it, or something as strange as that. You yourself would make a very good reader, like with tarot, numerology, astrology. You have a very methodical mind. It's very good for research and analysis. It's good with numbers. Probably the ability to be a specialist, meaning study something to the point of being an expert at it. And then from doing that, you could actually achieve a great deal of fame if you're an expert at something. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. Now, have you been having most of your life, like clairsentience, you know things, and paranormal experiences?
I have not.
Can you say that again? You have not?
Yes, not.
You have not. Interesting. Well, do you meditate?
When I do yoga.
When you do yoga. Okay. Do you get dreams? Like information and dreams? Do you write your dreams down?
I don't.
Okay. Do you get, like, really strange dreams?
I wouldn't call them strange.
Okay. Well, let's just say, write your dreams. Like, start a dream journal. And I'm guessing that you're a lot more psychic than you're giving yourself credit for. I think that you probably don't realize what you're doing. Like, for instance, thinking about someone and then getting an email from them or running into them in the mall or knowing who's calling on the phone or sometimes getting a flash of a picture in your mind and then that thing showing up somewhere. I think that, to a certain extent, that if you got a book about clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and kind of read about how those experiences come through, I think you would find that you're probably getting a lot more. Now, one thing about you is you do need your rest, you do need your sleep, you do need your alone time. You may not feel, like there may be times when you go out and you just don't really want to be around people, and it's important for you to meditate and spend that alone time. Do you understand?
I do.
You have a lot of teacher, healer, and even the psychic energy very strongly in your chart, very strong. And I could see you being quite successful at it, albeit that I don't feel a lot of the time that you really want to be out there in front of people. Do you understand? Or in large crowds or around a lot of people. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. Well, you have a lot of wisdom to share, and you're not, before it's all said and done, before you're done with your life, you know, you don't want to take it to your grave. You're a very wise old soul, and you can come up with some amazing spiritual insights. And so if you take that energy down the road of learning something to the point, I mean, do you study, other than yoga, what else do you do that's spiritual?
I have been studying numerology.
Wonderful. You would be brilliant at it.
Okay.
Seriously, brilliant at it. I'm a seven life path, okay? And I'm not going to say I'm brilliant at it, but I'm brilliant at it, okay? So you could study something to the point, especially something that interests you, that piques your attention. You might actually have brought in past life knowledge of it. So study that numerology, have faith in it, maybe start doing some readings, and that may tap into your other psychic abilities. Because I would want to see you doing for your line of work, meaning what you do for a living, something along the lines of the spiritual, such as a numerologist, astrologer, tarot reader, palm reader. Anything spiritual, that's the road you got to go down, seriously. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
One quick question. What do you see for the rest of this year?
All right, for the rest of this year. Okay. Well, you're in a 3-year, so this is really a year that maybe you're not quite as focused and disciplined as you might normally be, or a little bit more airheaded. I would really work and spend my time in this year is in meditation and also creating my future by visualizing it and manifesting and thinking very positive. I would definitely dedicate myself to a creative endeavor, especially in September, because you've got a lot of creative energy around you. Also, pay attention to your dreams in September, because that energy is going to be very strong for you. I feel in October that there's going to be a lot of work on your plate, or there could be some restrictions or possibly some rules to follow, or just a lot of stuff being dumped on you that's going to take away your freedom and make you put your nose to the grindstone. In November, I see some changes for you. So whether it's change in job, change in relationship, or just maybe something sudden, unexpected, maybe some travel, but definitely November, more freedom comes to you, expansion comes to you, and it's a good month for you to, definitely let your ideas be known, market yourself, and I think people will be very receptive to you. And December is a 6 energy. So I don't know if you're single or not, but that could bring a friendship or a relationship or someone into your life that's maybe going to hang around, a little bit more of a committed relationship for you. As you move into next year, I see you kind of putting your nose to the grind and kind of being more disciplined about things. And hopefully next year what you want to look at is that it's a foundational year for you for the rest of your life, you know, for the rest of the next, I would say 5 years. Whatever you do next year, starting in January, it's very key to your success down the road. So put in the time, build a foundation of whatever it is that you want to do, build a foundation. If you want to be a numerologist, then study numerology, take some classes, practice reading, build a website, or whatever the case may be. Build a foundation for your future in 2011. And it may be frustrating and a little bit tedious, and it's a lot of hard work, but it's so important for you to do that, because that is where you're going to stand on as you move down the road for the next 5 years, and that's where your success will come based on how much work you do in 2011, okay? So that would be where I see you, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, my dear. Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, all right, bye-bye. All right. All right. So anyhow, oh gosh, we only got 5 minutes left on the show. Hello. Okay. Okay, one thing I made a note here is to tell you all that, you know, that Mercury is in retrograde. It went into a retrograde on August 20th, and it remains in retrograde to September 12th. And retrograde is really astrology, but numerologists certainly do pay attention to Mercury in retrograde, because it does put a chink in the numbers as well. And what I thought was really hysterical is I have this little bit of advice for you all for Mercury in retrograde. Don't ask your hairdresser to cut your bangs during Mercury in retrograde. That's my tip, okay? That's my tip. And if we had a video cam right now, I think you all see what my problem is. But you know when Mercury's in retrograde, you kind of communication is not up to snuff. Electrical appliances and different things can crash. You don't want to purchase anything new. You don't want to sign any contracts. And take Allison's tip, don't get your bangs cut while Mercury is in retrograde. And I guess I would go for getting your hair dyed as well. That might not be a good idea. So anyhow, there's Allison's tip. One other thing, gethisnumber.com. A lot of people know me mostly by Visible by Numbers. And some people don't realize that I have a second website that's called gethisnumber.com. And you really need to go there because it is a fabulous website. If I say so myself, my web mistress, Cheryl Lane, and I conspired, and what I didn't think of, she did, and she was really brilliant putting it together. And it's a very fun and very informative website that's talking about relationships. And, you know, there's so much internet dating that's going on, and people are, you know, trying to meet somebody. Well, all you need is his date of birth, and you can actually enter it into the Life Path Calculator on the website, and that will tell you what his life path number is, and then if you click on it, it'll give you all this information about this person that you just met. And sometimes that can give you a little bit of a heads up as to just what exactly you're dealing with. And it's it goes through all the life path numbers. And really, the basis for this website was that so many women were coming to me and meeting people online, and they wanted me to do a reading on them. And I found that women really kind of wanted to, a little bit of insight. And there were so many funny stories where women didn't take my advice. They met him anyhow. It turned out to be a total disaster. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to dedicate a whole website to giving women insight when it comes to dating. So gethisnumber.com is really fun. It's informative. It gives you a lot of information. And it even has downloadable readings that you can order for a very reasonable price of $9.95. So if you even wanted more information about him, more than what's on the website, you can order the reading. And it's something fun. You could share it with your girlfriends. You can share it with your friends. You can actually look up anybody you know, all the members of your family, somebody that you can't figure out. You know, so it can be a really interesting website to spend a little bit of time on. So again, that is called gethisnumber.com. And the book, Get His Number, which is basically the compilation of all the information that's in all the readings and also on the website, that's also available on Visible by Numbers for sale. So if you just forget the website, you just want to take that book with you everywhere and look up everybody that you meet, you can have it in book form as well. And as again, that's on visiblebynumbers.com. The other thing is also there's a meditation CD. I had so many people during my readings that I would help them with guided meditations. And so many people said to me, oh, God, Allison, could you just put that on a meditation CD because I could follow your voice anywhere. So what I did was is I conspired with another person, a guy that actually is an artist and a musician, and he helped me put together this meditation CD, and that's also on my website, so check it out. And honest, I just don't know where the time goes. 55 minutes is gone. My time's up. So thank you, everyone that called into the show. Thank you so much for calling in. And everyone that's listening, thank you so much. I really appreciate all of your support. I thank you for coming back every week to listen. And I'll be back again next week with Medium Mark Anthony. Should be a fabulous show. And in the meantime, I wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone. Have a great night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com. Or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.